Unity bills given urgency. Somsat calls vote. Chaos erupts in House again. The stage is set for fiery scenes today after House Speaker Somsat Gyatso-Rinon pushed forward discussion of the reconciliation bills onto today's agenda in Parliament. Yellow shirts opposing the bills have called their supporters back to protest at the House again today, telling them to bring gas masks for protection as they expect to be tear gassed by security forces. Dramatic scenes unfolded in Parliament as Democrats staged a walkout after failing to stop Mr. Somsak, who was heavily guarded by police, from moving the bills up the agenda for debate today. The opposition attempted to stall debate on the bills by saying they were financially related, as their passage could lead to seized assets worth 46 billion baht being returned to depose Premier Thaksin Shinawat. If found to be financially related, the House could not discuss the bills without endorsement from the Prime Minister. Before Parliament voted on the agenda in the afternoon, a meeting of 35 House Committee chairmen ruled 22-1 that the reconciliation bills were not financially related. Brushing off boos and jeers from Democrat MPs, Mr. Somsak asked the chamber to vote on whether the bill should be discussed today. Some Democrats confronted him at the bench. Mr. Somsak scheduled today's session at 9:30 a.m. after the chamber, without the Democrats who had walked out, voted 272-2 in favor of accelerating deliberation of the bills. He then adjourned the meeting promptly. Some Democrats hurled stacks of paper in frustration at the speaker, who was whisked away by security officials. A small commotion ensued as Puratai MP Jirayu Hwangsap and Democrat MP Tani Turksuban traded a few heated words. Suriyasai Gattasila, a coordinator of the Green Politics Group who has joined the PAD in the fight against the unity bills, said the government's rush to move the measures up the agenda has revealed the hand of Thaksin. He said Thaksin, who is expected to be among the beneficiaries of the bill if they pass, underestimates the power of the people who oppose him. He said the Democrats will find one way or another to foil the bills. Mr. Suriyasai said a key sticking point in the reconciliation bills for the opposition is that they will whitewash Thaksin and in the process deal a blow to the justice system. Annulling court verdicts is far worse than a coup, he said, referring to the 2008 court verdict which found Thaksin had abused his power. Democrat leader Abhisit Wainwright said yesterday the party would fight against the bills. Mr. Abhisit also said the party had not intended to disrupt Parliament meetings over the last 2 days. I know people may be unhappy with what has happened over the last 2 days. We did not want it to happen, he said. I want to apologize to people for only one thing, for not being able to stop the abuse of power in Parliament.